This is Lisa Stone for Parenting Aces, and I'm here with Anita Schneider, whose son Ronnie is a high-level junior tennis player and will be playing here at the Open. And I'm just so excited to be sitting with you here this morning, Anita.
Thanks, Lisa. I am too. I'm really looking forward to having the opportunity to watch Ronnie play tomorrow.
I can't even imagine how exciting it must be to kind of watch your son develop through the juniors and then see him reach this pinnacle. Can you share with us a little bit about just the mom aspect of it?
It has been a blast. Ronnie has been playing tennis since he played his first tournament when he was 8 years old. And I don't think at that time we or he ever thought or envisioned him having the opportunity to be playing here at the Open. But it was really interesting that as he started progressing through the juniors and into the 16s when he won Kalamazoo, both in the singles and doubles, and found himself here playing in the juniors U.S. Open, it was just an incredible feeling. And we've always told Ronnie that if you're willing to work hard and really look at the big picture of what it can offer to you, then anything's possible. And Ronnie has just been one that the year prior to that Kalamazoo winning, we were eating dinner, watching the U.S. Open on TV, and he saw up on the feed at the bottom, the names going across. And to know and recognize those names, like Mackenzie McDonald and Ty, and I think it was Spencer and Luca and Noah, he was like, gosh, I would really like to be able to see my name up there. And so it was from that point that you saw a different mindset. And then for him to turn around a year later and be with his name going across that ticker at the bottom was incredible. And it was, as a parent, it was amazing to see him put that focus and that the mentality that I can do this, I can do this, I can do it, and then actually see it happen. And so for a parent, I couldn't be prouder because he has learned to juggle so much, as so many of these young players do, with the adjustments of school and things like that. So I can't be happier for him, and I'm so proud of him. And it has given him the opportunity, because of the level of tennis, to then go on and get a scholarship and play at North Carolina. And that's ultimately was his goal, was he wanted to, you know, to have that opportunity to go to, you know, a school that was going to fit his needs academically as well as tennis, and that's where he found it, was in North Carolina.
Did he ever consider skipping the college route and turning pro?
Not at all. He's realistic, let's put it that way. And you know that it really takes someone that has to have probably a little bit as far as body size and stuff. Ronnie's not going to be a person that's going to walk on the court and be eventually 6'2". It's just not going to happen. But then not to take away from what he's able to do at 5'9", and yeah, we know he's going to grow a little bit more, but I think you kind of have to, again, looking at the big picture, what you're capable of doing. So in his mind, it was never a matter of skipping college and playing pro, but he would like to get his education. Then if he's still healthy and injury-free after college, take a year, give it a whirl, see what it's all about, but at least he knows that he has something else to fall back on.
That sounds like such a sane perspective on things. I'm wondering, do you pick the brains of other tennis parents who are maybe at that next step, whose kids have gone through the college process, like, for instance, the Johnson family with Stevie, to see how they helped him transition from college to pros?
We haven't really looked into a whole lot. Brian, his coach, who also works with Rajiv Ram, Ronnie and Rajiv train a lot together. And so Ronnie kind of sees firsthand what Raj goes through. Raj went to the University of Illinois and played for them, and they won the team. And then he, after that first year, then he went off into the pros. And so with having Brian and Raj there as a bounce board type situation to figure things out has been helpful. But I also, again, looking at the big picture, is that Ronnie just knows that he's better off going through school, getting his education, and seeing where tennis will take him hopefully to the next level if it's just for a short period of time so he can experience it. But yeah, he's definitely picked his coach's brain. He's talked to Raj, and so that's kind of where he's gotten his information from.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us, and I wish him the best of luck. I know you're just going to be beaming while he's on the court today.
Thank you, Lisa. You do a wonderful job. Thank you.
Thanks.